가슴 급해 꺼내 착체로 으쌰미 추추치 마르부
Page 97. We'll do the short mandala offering and then turn the page and keep going. Sa shi pu kim
Good evening. Welcome back to our tennis class. Five subdivision of.
We finished four, Geshe-la. We did not do the last one, the inattentive cognizer.
We did the last one.
So sorry, we did the five types of the assumption.
Yeah, we finished.
But among the five types of valid, non-valid cognizer, we did the first four.
Yeah, the five one, number fifth. Nabani Rayu Mange be Sana Jiji Maju Ribaji. Rayu Mange be Sana Jiji Maju Nana Mange be Tena. Tongi Ribu Zumu. Now what is the definitions? Nana Mange be Lush. What is called that?
Inattentive perception.
Rayu mangi besona matrimo. Intentive.
Inattentive, like not paying attention.
Yeah.
Inattentive.
Inattentive.
Perception.
Sometimes definition is too long, sometimes too short. So this is now. Rayu mangi besona matrimo.
Inattentive perception is what they're calling this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is called non-mindedness. Okay. Non-mindedness. Okay. Sorry. So now the definition.
Yeah. A non-mistaken cognizer to which an object appears clearly but which does not ascertain its object.
So, can you repeat the definition again?
Yeah. A non-mistaken cognizer to which an object appears clearly but which does not ascertain its object.
Mm. Does it make sense? No. So now, because why is called like the why just like what's called like,
inattentive?
Then the whole definition.
Non-mistaken cognizer.
Yeah, first one, non-mistaken cognizer. Why is there in the definitions of that inattentive? Yeah, perceptions.
Yeah.
Inattentive. Inattentive perceptions. So why there's no unmistaken is there in the definition of that inattentive perceptions? So unmistaken. So because this is all direct perceiver. So does that ring any bell? Yeah, direct perceiver. That's unmistaken. This is all about direct perceiver. That's called unmistaken. Isn't it? Unmistaken.
So a non-mistaken cognizer to which an object appears.
No, non-mistaken cognizer. So now that makes sense because all of them is direct perceiver. Therefore, it has to be non-mistaken cognizer. Then that's clear. Now,
a non-mistaken cognizer to which an object appears clearly, but which does not ascertain its object.
Mm-hmm. So that means not paying fully attention. Even the object is very clear, though not paying fully attention because attention has been divided. Attention has been divided. Therefore, not able to generate memory. Memory. So therefore, not able to recall. So in order to any cognizer that's capable to generate memories, that cognizer has to be valid, and the cognizer has to the full attention needs to be on the object. Otherwise, later on, so that very cognizer interacting with sound will not generate memory of the sound, that particular sound, because attention is not there, no? So this is like, so now the division here, like divisions,
Geshe-la, I have a question. So here, non-mistaken cognizer is not, it's, because we had before a wrong cognizer, right? Wrong consciousness, right? That was one of the five non-valid cognizers, right?
Uh-huh.
So non-mistaken here does not mean non-wrong cognizer because wrong cognizers can be conceptual, but here
wrong can be conceptual or direct,
right? Mm-hmm. And this one can only be direct.
Yeah, this is only be direct.
Yeah, okay.
So therefore, it's like non-mistaken does not mean it's not wrong.
Not wrong. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it is wrong, but at the same time, it's not mistaken. It's not mistaken, you know. Mm-hmm. So mistake does not mean wrong. Just like unintended mistake is not wrong. A wrong or right or wrong, bad depend on the intentions. So you want to say something?
But isn't this under the category of non-valid cognizers?
Yeah, non-valid. Five wrong.
Non-valid.
Yeah. Okay. So now then, Quran the Chibi, Ongus, like, what is called, first division is called, what is it called?
Sense direct perceivers.
This is called Ongus, okay, sense direct perceiver. Then second one?
Mental direct perceivers.
Then?
And the third is?
Sebnor?
Self-cognizing direct perceivers.
Or maybe self-cognize, if you use word cognizer, then better to use all the, throughout the, all of this, just cognizer. yeah, so then, if you just use, self-knower, the knower, then all knower, So there's something knower here, something cognizer here, something, then, something. It's kind of like, even the word makes, word distracts. If there are so many words, no, also distract too, because they're the same meaning, you know, no difference. Oh. sensory.
Sense direct perceiver.
Yeah, sense direct perceiver. Then?
Mental
direct perceiver. Then?
Self-cognizer direct perceiver.
Yeah, self-cognizing
perceiver.
That's already even quite long in Tibetan too. Hmm? So, so now the example of the first one. Mik su zepa alhapa chapa teji dhanushi. So because you are, all your attention has been taken by this beautiful shape or color, you know, appearances, beautiful appearances. You are like 100% focused on that, you know, like attractive, like figures, like, or could be related to shape, or could be related to colors. In the same time, you know, somebody says something, you know, or like, Steve, do you know that somebody comes? You kind of hear that, but you know, you don't remember. Your memory is very vague.
Baked
potato? Baked or baked?
Vague.
Okay. Memory is very vague, or maybe, you know, very like, how is it, fuzzy. No, not clear, because attention is not there. That does not mean you did hear the Steve say something, so you did kind of remember, but you don't remember what she says, no? Because you are like 100% focused on that. Mik su zebala, sabo chape deji, the same, so much paying attention to sounds, the same, to seeing something moves, no? To see something moves, but you don't remember. It did apply to the same, no? How is the same in that translation?
An example of the first is an audible consciousness apprehending sound at the time of being engrossed in beautiful visual forms.
Engrossed. What is that?
Like, really completely,
yeah, completely
looking at, yeah.
Completely focused, no? Now, La Mangeba, sound appears, but that you know, like, I say, cognizer is not going to generate clear memories, because, you know, the cognizer doesn't, how you say, correspond with the object clearly, because, you know, because lack of attention, so. And same apply to smelling something very small, like fully concentrate on, you know, smell, then, I'm not sure, like, or they apply all of them, just example, could be, you know, paying attention to sound, not remembering the form of that. The second one is a little more difficult. Second example.
An example of the second are mental direct perceivers in the continuums of ordinary beings that apprehend the five objects, forms, and so forth.
Here, ordinary beings refers to other, that's like Arya being is considered as a supreme being, you know, so then Arya being, and there's ordinary being. Then beings who see emptiness and being who does not see emptiness. Being who does not see emptiness, ordinary being. Being who see emptiness, you know, that's like the supreme beings. So here, Suzo Tenga, can you please repeat that again?
Mental direct perceivers in the continuums of ordinary beings that apprehend the five objects.
Now that makes sense. Five objects. What is the five objects? Sound, smell, the form, structure. First, okay. Form, sound, smell, taste, then tactile. Those are the five objects. Now the last one.
Self-cognizers. In the
The same one, sorry.
Mental direct perceivers in the continuum.
Mental direct perceivers. So why is that? Why there is no? They counted under the wrong because the wrong cognizer. Those five of them. What is it called? All the five of them.
The non-valid.
Non-valid.
Non-valid cognizers.
It's called non-valid.
Non-valid cognizers. I mean, that's so inattentive. Cognizers is one of the five types of non-valid cognizers.
So this is like so time-wise, it's so short. Even though it's like direct perceiver, mental, it's called direct mental perceiver. No? But there's like it's the time-wise so short. Because of that, it's not able to apprehend the object. Even the object appears, not able to apprehend because there's not enough time. It happened like this and finish. See? So why is not direct valid perceiver? Or is not like there's a direct mental perceiver interacting, not the sensory direct perceivers. No, these are time-wise much longer. There's like six direct mental consciousness. So that interacting with the object, not able to apprehend the object because time is so short. So like out of one snap of fingers, there's 60 moments, 65 moments. Probably this only one moment. No, it's just a moment. That's like because of that, it is not direct, valid, perceivable. Okay, that's the only reason.
So Geshe-la, is that true that any time that there is no such thing as a valid mental direct perceiver?
When you become Arya being, then that's a different. Okay. Different story.
But for ordinary beings, there's no such thing.
Ordinary beings, all this direct perceiver interacting with the corresponding with the object is all falls in this category. There are no direct, there's no valid.
I guess, would this be something similar to like we're meditating and we get distracted by external objects?
When we meditate?
We're trying to focus like on our breath,
right.
But then we hear something and we're distracted from that concentration. Would that be something like this mental direct perceiver, but it's not being very attentive?
That's joy a little different.
Okay.
There's so much joy. No, just joking. So that is not, the concentration is not strong enough.
Okay.
Concentration is not strong enough. Easily disturbed. It's not deep enough. Concentration is not deep enough, strong enough. So this is only because time-wise, the period is so short. There's no time to apprehend the object. It's only happened like this and finished. All the ordinary beings, our mental direct perceiver is like this, is called inattentive.
Inattentive perceiver.
That's all our direct mental perceivers. But that's going to change when we see emptiness directly, when we become aware being changed. So then, before that, it's like that. It's there, but it's not able to apprehend the object.
Geshe-la, so is this trying to say that I'm getting confused here with the five objects? I mean, the five objects, it's not saying the five objects are being perceived by the mental direct perceiver, right?
The mental direct perceiver interact with the five objects, but not able to apprehend.
But then I'm confused, because I thought the five objects can be apprehended by the five sense direct perceiver, the sense direct perceivers, right?
Yeah.
So then how can the mental direct perceiver perceive sound?
No, mental direct perceiver, the mental consciousness perceives everything.
So the mental direct perceiver perceives sound, smell, taste, everything.
Yeah.
And the...
Not every hand, but you know, it corresponds. Doesn't mean they... Because they are not as...
So the ear consciousness, that direct perceiver, will...
They only interact with the
with
sound.
With sound.
Not with the
right,
smell.
Then, yeah. Right, okay, we understand that. So then the mental direct perceiver doesn't apprehend the sound, but is associated mm-hmm. with the sen- with the ear consciousness. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so... It's kind of like, Jin is like, yeah, it's corresponding with all the five objects.
Okay, so if the ear, so when the ear consciousness arises because it perceives the sound, then the mental direct perceiver also arises corresponding to that ear consciousness? Like that?
Because the ear consciousness, it's like that's very short. Immediately, right after that, there's direct mental perceivers kind of correspond to sound, but it's not able to apprehend because it's only last out of one snap of finger. There's 65 moments.
Okay.
It only lasts one moment. Then
and that's for the ordinary being.
Because
when you're an Arya being, then that lasts. However, you know...
Because what happened? Because you know, you are thinking of impermanent. Long time you are thinking, you know, not just gross impermanent or like, you know, constant change. You are thinking about things. And then that's like, conceptual. You are thinking through conceptual thought. So then the very conceptual thought become direct perceivers. See? So then that kind of direct perceiver, that's not the sensory direct perceiver, there's six mental direct perceivers. So that perceiver has been developing long, long, long time. First it used to be, you know, like conceptual thought, then it's become direct perceiver. Now that will last long time. It won't like that, you know. It happens just like that and just finish and just go away. It's just disappears, not like that. Because it'll be there. You know, so then you are direct mental perceiver, you know, then you'll generate more and more of them, you know, different types of them, you know, like corresponding with impermanence, corresponding with emptiness, corresponding with selflessness, then there's many, many of them, you know, then you'll able to generate. So before that, it is so, the only reason, there's nothing wrong with the consciousness itself. There's nothing wrong, you know, there's nothing, maybe there's no something wrong, it's not, there's nothing wrong. The only, because it only lasts like very short, like Tidikijima. Tidikijima is like almost like that, you know, the candlelight, when you, I'm not sure, if you're a butter lamp, you can see. Candlelight, I don't need to see. Then the last minute, you know, it's just, it goes like this, it's about to die. So it's like that, you can't, after that, not able to generate any lights because now it's like just my metal is just flicking. It's like that, even shorter than that. Tidikijima, it just happened like this, then right there, finish. So that's why, you know. So all the ordinary beings, direct mental perceivers, is falls into this category. So if you then.
These are all non valid.
Yeah, non-valid.
So does that mean the valid, valid
yeah.
is new, so the non-valid is subsequent, and is that what you're talking about at this moment?
Subsequent? subsequent, all that, all finished that, all of them, five of them. So now this is, that's why I'm asking this, what do you call this, all this,
These are all non-valid.
I'm not how to say, not exactly non-valid. This is all the like.
Yeah.
This is also non-valid. Under this comes under the category of non-valid cognizant. So see, this is interesting. Like, you know, we do have direct six mental direct valid perceivers, but it's not active. Even though it corresponds to the object, this five objects, sound, smell, tact, and all of that, but not able to apprehend because like it only lasts, it just appears just like say lightning in the sky, so fast, maybe within seconds, that seconds is gone like that.
So that's what I'm asking, like that second that we're not grasping it, that would be that new that we're talking about that goes with the valid. And in the non-valid, it's not the new?
Oh, so this that is like, it's new, but it's not valid. It's new, it's not valid. Because it's seeing the object first time, because it's new, but not valid. New doesn't have to be valid. Right? Because when we talk about the definition of valid cognizant, there's like certain milieu. Okay, that's the definition. If you remember the definition of valid cognizer, something new.
Incontrovertible. That was the other thing, right? New and incontrovertible.
Yeah.
Right.
So the new is not good enough. You know, it has to have something else. Make sense, Steve?
Kinda.
No. So
my cognizers are very tired.
My cognizers also tired. Yeah.
Well, there's this moment that we're not able to apprehend, whatever that is.
Huh?
And then it's non-valid because it's not incontrovertible. It's new, but it's not incontrovertible. That's why it's non-valid. All these things were...
What is
part of it?
The second part. What is the second part?
So, guess I think... because here's where I'm confused. Non-valid cognizer, by definition, is not new and it's incontrovertible.
Yeah.
Right? So this has to be that. And so what it says is that mental direct perceivers in the continuum of ordinary beings that apprehend the five objects.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, Steve, are you asking, so that's somehow a second moment? I mean,
right.
is that what you're asking?
What you just said is they're not new, right? Non-valid also means that they're not new.
Sabda miluva, mayim erikbao.
It's not new, and it's not
income. Sabda miluva means it's not just So see, like So then the third one.
The third is the self-cognizing direct perceiver.
So what do you think? Why this is like inattentive cognizer. So you saw that you have to be using most of your same. Because that's, that makes sense. The last one. The self-cognizers interacting with that direct very perceivers. See, the direct very perceiver doesn't last. This is all over time. It's all over time. So the self-cognizer is not able to send every hand because it own. Because itself, direct, valid, perceiver itself, not able to apprehend the object. Similarly, the self-cognizer is like interacting with that very direct mental perceiver, is not able to apprehend that because itself is no, this is very short. Make sense?
Okay, so it's not, it's non-valid. You said direct valid, but it's not valid.
No, no, so, sorry, that's valid, that's mistake. So, direct perceiver, not valid, that's mistake. Direct perceiver. Sorry, so I probably make mistake here. Valid, as a not valid, so direct perceiver. Six mental direct perceiver, right? That's what I say? Six mental?
Well, here it doesn't say the six. But there's the sense direct perceiver and the
six,
mental direct.
Yes, no, when you talk about six senses, there's a five. There's five senses. The six, that's called, sometimes it's called six mental consciousness. Same. Six mental consciousness. The out of six senses, the last one, the same. Then?
The mental direct perceiver.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. It's not valid. Mental direct perceiver. Mental direct perceivers, it doesn't, there's no clear explanations. Only things I kind of remember, because we did debate on that a lot of time, debate. Because not able to apprehend object in direct, not direct.
Mental direct perceivers.
Mental direct perceivers. Not able to apprehend object itself, not able to apprehend object because time was so short. Same time, the self-cognizer interacting with that very consciousness is not able to apprehend that consciousness because that consciousness only happened like this, gone. See? Itself is not able to apprehend with the object because time was so short. Then when itself, self-cognizer is not able to apprehend on that because it's so short, then everything becomes an inattentive cognizer. That is the best it can get.
One more question.
Oh?
When you say the time is so short, like, the person gets, I don't know.
I can't think of any other example, so this is, you know, like something that we are talking about that we cannot see.
Okay.
No, no, sir, please say, what do you want to say?
So you keep pointing at, like, the prayer wheel, so... What happened to the time? Like, the time was so short that you didn't...
No. It's now getting more complicated. I see prayer wheel because you know, I am able to say, oh, I see prayer wheel because my eye consciousness see prayer wheel, right? Not ear consciousness. Then it'd be your enlightenment. So now, you know, my senses, you know, my eye see, me see, I see, this is legitimate. So yeah, I see prayer well, but my six direct mental perceiver is not able to apprehend prayer well. So now you think of answer, why not? What's the problem?
The time is short.
No, think of some other example. Think of some example.
I really don't know because you're saying that we never see it because we're ordinary beings, so I'm not even sure what it is I'm missing.
Yeah, just ordinary beings, all our six mental... Six direct mental perceiver
is inattentive
cognizer.
So Geshe-la, you're saying, here's what I thought I understood, but then you changed it on me, I think. I'm not sure. So I thought that what you said earlier was that my eye consciousness sees the prayer wheel, and then there is a mental direct perceiver that corresponding to it that arises that I thought apprehends it for an instant and then it dies. It's no longer.
It's very instant.
For an instant, yes. But you just said that it doesn't see it at all. So now I'm, or doesn't apprehend it at all.
No, it sees, but not able to apprehend.
Wait. So.
It interacts, but it doesn't apprehend.
It interacts, but it doesn't apprehend.
So what would happen if it did? Like, since we don't know, like, what would happen if it did?
Because that's good news, then, that then we become aria beings.
But I think then we
become free from samsara. That's good news, very good news.
So that's why I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yes, one part that I was thinking of is that with an aria being sees things, as I understand, in a non-dualistic.
Yeah.
Whereas conventionally we see things
dualistically. Yeah.
So would that be one part? Because we haven't developed that the ability.
No, our understanding of that's like dualistic, non-dualistic. If you are talking about a person, if you are talking about the person, then every person, even I think Arya being even has like dualistic view, but the way the Arya being understand ultimate truth or emptiness, that's like non-dualistic.
Okay.
The way we understand emptiness, like dualistic way, in Yinajie. So that's going to be there, that dualistic view is going to be there until you see emptiness directly. The very mind they see emptiness, but the very mind it sees emptiness directly, that very mind sees emptiness without dualistic view. So that does not mean the person is free from dualistic view. When person see other object like beside emptiness, conventional truth. That like you don't talk about seeing conventional truth without dualistic view. Whenever you see conventional truth, you see there's like kind of like now dualistic. That is also changed based on different system to system. But the Pasangika system dualistic like then that's like much more subtler. Maybe think of some other example, like can you imagine if you are looking like maybe can you think of some example like if someone moves something this you are like this if someone moves this can you see this pen or piece of stick or can we figure it out what it is because there's nothing wrong with our eye. Our eye is fine. The only reason, because it moves so fast, because of that you can apprehend. If the object is like that, same if the consciousness is that short, is not able to apprehend, even though sees like. That's the only reason. The reason is not giving here. That's the only reason. If the object is no, if you stay here, you can see, this is a pen, this is black. If it moves like, so fast, I'm not sure, like, the fastest thing that moves, what is like, air or what, the wave in the microwave, you can see them. Or maybe something like light, or there's nothing wrong, because it's so fast, that's what you can see. That is the frequency. Right? So what is the example now? Say, but talk about object, the frequency, object of frequency, they're so fast. You can apprehend.
Even when a bumblebee flaps its wings, they're moving so fast, you can't see them.
That doesn't mean there's something wrong with your eye, because your eye goes so fast, you are not able to apprehend that object. If you change that object to subject, same. If subject is like that, not able to apprehend object. So all of our direct mental, the six, has a direct not valid. Six mental direct perceiver is like that. It's like see the wing of the hummingbird. Yeah. Hummingbird. So it is not just fast. It only lasts that. It only lasts that much, you know. See.
Could I ask you?
No.
We talk about time being short, that we can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about...
The consciousness only lasts, say, like, second, less than second. When you talk about moment, it's like, moment, second is like, after most second, moment, right?
Like millisecond.
Huh?
We say
millisecond. What is moment? Moment is like longer than second? Moment.
Well,
I think moments would be shorter.
For an instant, we say an instant, which means like a really tiny amount of time.
Yeah, so there's a tiniest amount of time that consciousness, this consciousness has been active. Tiniest amount of time is acting, it's like interacting. But then not able to, because it's that's what tiniest amount of time, yeah. So we call tijekijima. Tijekijima. You can go, I say, shorter than that. That's the last. You can go shorter than that. Today, Kijima, finish, you know, that's why, you know.
So the object of the mental direct perceiver is going, our consciousness can't perceive it.
No.
Just very shortly. So are we talking about the conventional?
Anything. It doesn't matter. Object doesn't matter. Anything.
Okay.
Anything, any object, conventional, ultimate, doesn't matter. Not able to. Does this make sense now?
It's just that this definition, you know, it doesn't really relate to, it's not saying anything in here about emptiness. It's just talking kind of like, you can't really hear the sounds because you're paying attention to the form. You know, it talks about more inattention than what I'm learning from you. So the definition just seems
see
the second example, it doesn't really say anything like even in the ballpark of what we're talking about.
Second example?
No, but that is what he's...
The mental direct perceivers are in the continuum of ordinary.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. The reason is not given here. The first one is much more clear, right? When you are looking at the object, some like image, and like hearing the sound.
Right.
So there's lack of attention. So now this one, you can't talk about that. No, so this one, that's what I'm saying. I had a lot of debate on this. Only reason, they didn't give any reason. Only reason is this. It's only last fraction of a second. How is it?
A millisecond.
It's millisecond. So that's why I'm not able to apprehend. Therefore. Now, same, self-knower, self-cognizers, interacting with that very consciousness, not able to apprehend, because like it's like that only lasts millisecond.
Yes.
Millisecond. So that's only, even though the reason is not given here, and I do know that's why. So, if you still don't believe, so then go to monastery, then you debate, and that's the kind of answer you are going to get. That's a millisecond. That's the shortest.
If you took a second and broke it into 1,000 pieces,
That's a millisecond. Or if you took the second, then break into 1,000, that's probably the millisecond.
I hate to say,
John,
but there's even shorter time than that nowadays.
Yeah. Nanosecond. Yeah, so they make it shorter, then that's that. Yeah, Tijekijima, that's not Tijekijima, oh yeah.
But then just one more question.
No, don't be sorry, you can ask 100 questions.
So, but why in that example does it say that the mental direct perceivers in the continuum of ordinary beings that apprehend the five objects? It doesn't say that doesn't apprehend.
But can you have a being?
So I'm just using this word apprehend. I thought that's a translation of jinn. If there's translated the word jinn, if there's a translation of every hand, so then I'm using the wrong translations. So I'm not sure that jinn, how they're like, So now I say, basically, like, does not understand object. It does not understand object. Okay. It's not capable to understand the object.
I know. It apprehends but doesn't understand the object.
Yeah, it so something like that. You can say every hand doesn't understand. Okay. So.
That's very helpful.
That's better?
Totally.
Yeah. Every hand doesn't understand. So then you stick with that. So why it doesn't understand? The reason is not given here. Because like only last nanoseconds. That's why. So then very cognizer that interact, that, you know, every hand with that very conscious, the cognizers not able to understand because it's only last nanosecond. That itself, make sense? No, that's last one, okay? Suji is floating up in the evening was on Yazan Yuranita. I was also, you know, wondering in the monastery, there's no really base to think about, you know. So, like, if somebody says, oh, your eye consciousness is not able to understand objects, so there'll be a lot of arguments you can bring it up, you know, because it's very obvious. When you talk about six direct mental perceivable, that's really, you know, it's not like eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness. So then, I don't know, practically, this is all knowledge based. No, practically, I don't know, like, why don't it last more than nanosecond? So I thought about, I thought I have 6 mental direct perceivers that, you know, like, how I say, accurately, you know, understand prayer will. I thought I have that. So then how you can prove? So I don't know. So do you think that you have 6 mental direct perceivers that understand prayer will? You think you have?
I'm not sure I know what it means for my mental perceiver to understand the prayer wheel. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I think that's steep. That's the same thing steep is asking. I don't even know what that means, right?
Yeah, that was one of my questions. I think
it was the
school
that I used. So see, when you close our eyes, we think about impermanent. You know, we have some idea, impermanent, something that disintegrates moment by moment. You know, we have some intellectual understanding, impermanent. Well, same, the emptiness, no? But it's not really. Now you are thinking through 6 mental consciousness. You are thinking not through eye consciousness. Now you are thinking, you know, like thinking through 6 mental consciousness. This is all about, you know, this. All that is the very obvious object. We are not really thinking about, you know, 6 mental consciousness. You can just see, you can just hear, smell, no? Then, like, that's obvious object, hidden object, such as impermanent, emptiness, all of that. When we think about them, then we are thinking really through 6 mental consciousness. Mainly through conceptual thoughts, no? Conceptual thought. So now the question is, why you can't think about through that's like conceptual thought, which is also part of the 6 mental consciousness. And now there's direct mental consciousness. It's also, you know, number 6. When you talk about 6 senses, it falls into number 6. So now, see, how I can't, like, how come that I cannot think emptiness through my 6 mental direct, I say. Yeah. That results of, you know, the improvement of this conceptual thought that interacts with emptiness, eventually it becomes direct. That's the only way, you know. So even though we have, you know, six mental direct perceivable, is not able to interact. So you know, it's hard, but only reason is only last nanosecond, that's all. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. So, so that we'll now move on. Okay. We have enough of that.
This is going back, but I appreciate, you know, what you just clarified about the direct perception of emptiness, direct mental perceiver. But in terms of the terminology, in the other translation, it doesn't talk about apprehending. It talks about, and I think Vema Chogyi says, an object appears but is not ascertained.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of we had a previous discussion about this in which you and Steep were talking about the gorilla playing basketball. If you recall that. Do you recall the gorilla in the basketball?
Yeah, I remember.
Where, because the gorilla appeared but was not ascertained by the audience.
Yeah. So this good example of one of those, you know, where the same as like looking at object not able to apprehend the sound.
Yeah.
This is what you're trying to say, Patrick?
Well, that an example of the object appearing but not being ascertained was the videotape of where you were told to watch the basketball game and watch the drilling and passing. And during that time, someone in a gorilla suit ran across the basketball court.
Yeah, not just a small one, big one. Yeah.
A big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then later it said, well, so did you notice anything about that? And people were talking about the dribbling of the basketball.
Right.
But nobody saw the gorilla.
Right.
So the gorilla obviously appeared, but was not ascertained.
Right.
No, that, I mean, that.
He's saying that terminology is better than the one in our language.
Apprehend, okay.
Apprehended.
So this is more like, yeah.
Apprehend,
please.
Or understand. It's, I think.
Yeah, so you please choose the best one. So I have no idea. So like, I sometimes just use the word because I keep hearing this word more than 100 times. I thought that's what it means. So I just keep using word.
We have two root text specialists. So the one we're using uses apprehend, but the one that Patrick is talking about, because I was looking at it too, says
So maybe, better to know next time if you write a book. So, people like to write a book, so better to stick with the one term. It will greatly benefit people who read, you know, even with this kind of difficult materials. So, I'm not sure. Even though we have, you know, different, like, in Tibetan, it's like very, it's not confusing, it's very easy to understand, not confusing. So, same, who writes a commentary on that, they use the same word. It's the same word, you know, it's not like different word, same word. So, if somebody writes a commentary on that, is that really the same word? Or does it think, Joey is not smart enough because he's using the word I use? Nobody says that, no. The point is to understand, the point is to make people to understand. They don't say, I'm not sure here, like, there's a lot of worry about the copyright, all of that, no. Or you are using my word. That's not your word, no. It's not your word. So, where you got this word? It's not your word, no. So, how that word belongs to you? That's just a word somebody created by a long time ago. So, so now this second one, you know, that's when I've been talking about, you know, refuge, taking refuge. So this is also one of the important things to understand. Okay, this last one, second one. So the generally, generally, what it says?
Generally, there are three divisions of object possessors.
So this is also now, all of us also need, this is quite one of the important things to understand. So that's I've been trying to say now, I will, first time I hear the translation of the English word. So can you please say it again now?
Generally, there are three divisions of object possessors.
Hmm.
Beings, speech, and consciousnesses.
Oh, there's Chema as like cognizer.
Object possessing valid objects. And they have here in parentheses, Chema. Object possessing valid objects. Can be divided into three.
Oh yeah, that's the one I tried to get this out, you know, so said in the meantime, probably in the wrong translation. So that one, oh.
Valid persons, valid speech.
I did say valid person, so I'm not sure how much that makes sense to you. Valid person, oh.
Yeah, valid speech,
oh.
And valid consciousness.
That's how you rely on, in order to rely on Buddha. So you first you have to understand he's a valid person, valid speech is valid, as a person he's valid, speech is valid, then consciousness is valid. Because this whole section of the epistemology text is written on based on these three things. It's very important to as a Buddhist, it's very important to see the founder of the Buddhism is, you know, is a person is valid speech. So that's what I'm trying to get valid from. Tambuli tamba sanje tabu jo first one chaita mani buddha nibani the teaching of four noble truth sumbani za seva do ngus jama jes ba sama ni je then the next one is quite easy ho quite easy so that nothing to talk about is finished.
A question. Sorry, I'm sorry, Geshe-la.
No need to sorry. More questions is better. No need to
so
sorry,
what does it mean when I'm just, I have my own understanding, but I wanted to understand from you. What does it mean to say the Buddha's person is valid?
So when we talk about the valid, right, we talk about, how is it, the definition, non-mistaken, something?
Incontrovertible.
Incontrovertible. I understand the last word, I don't understand. Incontrovertible.
Like, absolutely correct. Is that a...
Yeah. So Shakyamuni Buddha, he cannot disprove Shakyamuni Buddha. He cannot disprove. So you cannot disprove any situation. You cannot disprove through his actions, through his speech, through his thinking. You cannot disprove him. That's why he's a valid person. So then we have to study his teachings. So then through that, then we will understand his speech is valid. So the rest is quite easy, no teaching what I was teaching what. The example here is like the teaching of four noble truth. So then the last one, Muslim Sema, direct valid perceiver, so then inferential cognizer. Yeah, right? So that's finished now. So now here selflessness. From South Pantica School, selflessness. So now this is something also need to pay attention. So the assertiveness is a Satantika school. Yeah, can you please read this?
The Satantikas assert a selflessness of persons that is the emptiness of a permanent
There's something to keep in your mind. Permanent, there's one part, critical part. Didn't it?
Partless.
Partless. There's two of them. There's two. Didn't it?
Independent person.
Independent. There's three. It has three critical points. Huh? Didn't it? Can you say that again, please?
The Satantikas assert a selflessness of persons that is the emptiness of a permanent, partless, and independent person. And a subtle selflessness of persons that is the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person.
Yeah, so that's more difficult. First one, there's three critical points. Permanent, independent, partless. There's so many misunderstandings out there of ourselves. So many misunderstandings of ourselves, no? According to Buddhist philosophy, you know, there's misunderstanding of self. Some try to say, people say, oh, self, you know, doesn't change. It's like, I'm not sure, you talk about soul is unchanging. Huh? Atma, in Hinduism, Atma. Actually, the concept, there's a human being, there's a being in the world, there's human being, animal being, the being, human being. What is human being? What is human being? Like, you say, I'm one of the human beings, I'm called Gishi Gelek. What is Gishi Gelek? So if you think of my body, this is my body is Gishi Gelek. So then, you know, that's from the philosophical point of view, there will be a lot of argument, debate, you know. So more likely you are going to lose the debate if you believe that your body is yourself. Then true now, that's not myself. So then people come with this, then people say, oh, self is not changing, it's not changing. My body is changing. We say I'm changing, I'm not changing, I don't like to change, I like to change. But nobody says myself change. I'm not sure, am I making any sense? So then people, now thinking, self, the consciousness, then people say, oh, it doesn't change, it doesn't, it's permanent, it doesn't depend on, it's independent, it has no part, and this is all mistaken. So that is self. No, self, that is Gishi Gelek. That is Gishi Gelek. This is not Gishi Gelek. Gishi Gelek is the self. That's not that self, who I think is Gishi Gelek is not changing. It's part, it's no part, it's no part. No, it is not dependent, it is independent. So, then that's this is like refuting these three misunderstandings of self. And self is changing. There's a correct understanding from here, self is changing, it has part, it's not partless, it is not independent, it's dependent on aggregate, it has part, it changed. So there's, correct understanding, that's the growth, part of emptiness, that's true.
Yeah. One is they don't, I mean,
what is called,
they use that other places, but here it just says a selflessness of a person, and they say that is the emptiness of permanent, partless, and independent. And then the second one they call subtle.
First one is called Dame Rapa. That's the subtle, over there, subtle is gross.
Yeah, they just don't use that here.
This is a gross selflessness. This is a gross selflessness. If this is the translation of death, probably that is missing there. So, consult. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This permanent, partless, independent, these are just belief out there about the self. Not all together, but some say, oh, self is not changing. It's eternal. Eternal is not changing. It's eternal. Or some people say there's not one theorist believe all of them. One sometimes is a part. It's not, there's no part. It's like just, you know, Ravachis. It's like, this all reaches our thinking. That's how we feel. That's how we feel. When we think about self, we don't think about, you know, it's changing, it's dependent. How we feel is like it's independent, partless, permanent. That's most, unfortunately, most of the time, that thing is not, that's incorrect thinking. So second one, now then I'll probably stop.
The subtle selflessness of persons, that is the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Second one, more difficult. So those translations I learned in Taos, like probably now 10 years ago with one of the American professors. I learned those translations. When I come here, when I say it, nobody understands what I'm saying. So still the same. How is that?
Self-supporting or substantially existent? So selflessness of persons, that is the emptiness of self-supporting or substantially existent person.
So in order to understand the selflessness of that, first you have to understand opposite of that. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this books about emptiness, which I already memorized a long time ago in the monastery. It has 135 pages. I did also, you know, said this by heart many times. Now I don't remember, you know, most of them. Last time, Lama Tsongkhapa's university day, Lama Tsongkhapa's death last time, I read that books, you know. Unfortunately, the book that I have is all screwed up. So they probably somebody printed, probably never read, so I'm not sure what happened. Like all that, after the Chittamata school, then after that, you know, because all the pages been missing, all I've been done, I tried to figure it out, I couldn't figure it out because all the numbers put that and don't know. So anyway, so then I ended up reading on the computers. So when I read, you know, that some of the sections, the section that it has less debate, and I can hardly remember that I memorized them. I did memorize. It says, because I'm so excited to memorize, I memorized that after that you do a special ceremony. So one of my teachers, the Gishin Lobsang Deri, now his roommate, the senior, this is my main teacher. You know, he did some special puja. So I have only good dream, only one good dream. That's all, no, nothing else. They say, if you say this, no, if you memorize this text about all this school, then emptiness. They say, if you memorize this text, it's a long page, not like this, long, back and forth, 130-something. Four sections, divided into four sections. Madhyamika Pasangika, last section, then the South Tantika, Madhyamika, the second, then Chitta Mata, then, you know, then all of that. Because I memorized that, took me a long time. Finally memorized. So then recited, you know, properly. It says, each time when you finish reciting by heart 100 times, then you do some special ceremony. So I probably did that. So then they are saying that if you recite that by heart, not just chapter by, like, section by section, most of the time I just divide it, because after coming from the class, it's like 9 o'clock, then you say, if you say it, then it'll finish like probably around 3 o'clock in the morning. I would just divide it. They say if you say this by heart every single day, without stopping 100 days in a row, that means every day, whole textbook by heart, if you do that 100 days in a row, you will see emptiness. Got so excited, but never ever to say. Did say probably 200 or 300 times, but you know, dividing them. I have only one good dream. So if you dream a lot of practice, if you have no good dream, don't worry. So I only have one good dream. I memorize all of them and recite it, then if only one good dream, that's all. No. So the seeing emptiness never happened. See, now then after that, when I have will to say, I don't remember now all of them perfectly by heart. So now you can say them by heart, so you don't remember them. So in that text, what they call the, it's all the translated in English, called essence of something. So I think Michael Roach translated the text, or somebody else. So if you look at that in the section of the Pasangika sections, then it will explain this. This second one is explained quite well there, you know. So not the empty part first. In order to understand the empty part, first you have to understand the opposite part. If you don't understand the opposite part, you are not going to understand the empty part. You know, so if you don't know the elephant, so then talking about empty of elephant, you know, absence of elephant, that means that, you know, so you hear some word elephant, you have no idea what elephant. You could think of mice is elephant, mice. If you have no idea of elephant, you know, so so I can say, you know, absence of butter tea, or absence of tamba, or absence of tukpa. You've heard the word tukpa, but you have no idea what tukpa is. So in order to really understand absence of tukpa, first you have to understand tukpa. If you don't understand tukpa, then the absence of tukpa is not, you know, you are not going to understand. Similar here, empty of something, so they're opposite. So if you, I will look again, then see how to explain that. Rangatavidji. And there are so many, I say, it was difficult, and everybody trying to explain, you know, this difficult. So there's many, many ways of explanation. So, still, I have to heavily rely on Lama Tsongkhapa text, that text, that very text I memorized, and need to not just read one time, you know, read it again, then understand a little bit, then after, then forgot, you know, so. Yeah, lesson anymore. Not gold, lesson anymore. Lesson, essence of something, there's no gold. What? Gold is not there. Tangen lesson anymore. That book, I have the title on that book. That book is in Tibetan word, it's all screwed up, the page. So, so anyway, so there, so this is the one, okay. Chidame came in the Ramah. So then, they don't. I said the last one that we finish this.
Like the Vaibhasikas, they do not assert a selflessness of phenomena.
They don't talk about this, no selflessness of phenomena. That only talks in mine only school, then Madhyamika school. No, before that, they only talk about selflessness. They don't talk about, because their limit, their understanding of selflessness is very limited. So then, you know, that's talking about selflessness phenomena, that your understanding of the emptiness has to be improved. So that's why, you know, the Siddhartha came in.
So Geshe-la, when it comes to selflessness, these guys are the same as the Vaibhasikas, except of the Vasuputriyans, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're only the other than the Vasuputriyans, it's basically the same.
Same
with the two schools.
So now, so far, now we are entering into mind only school. So we finish two systems. The Vaibhasika system, Satantika system. So now what is more important, you know, giving that limited amount of time that you have, the busy life that you live, you know, so it's not like monastery, you have a lot of time. That's what you do, you study them, you know, to be able to remember all of them. Here, self. So how to define self? That's very important. Next time, you don't have to look at a book, you can remember by heart. Or, Vaibhasika school, that's how they define self. Satantika school, that's how they define self. Selflessness, like this, that's the, if you remember those, then you know, will greatly benefit. So next time when you read about emptiness, then it will greatly benefit. You know? Then, of course, if you remember all the materials, you know, that's even get better. But, you know, it's, from my side, too much expect from you, because, you know, life that you live here. So next Wednesday, so if everybody, so next Wednesday, then mine only school. Not next Friday. Or maybe we could take a break. If everybody likes to take a break, so next Friday we can take a break. No?
Go
on, yeah. No, I'm happy to come here, explain. You know, I'm worried about your time because, you know, this is not like... Yeah, so I tell the truth. That's very good. You know, it's like, yeah, coming from work, you know, so then like all day walking, then coming here, then listening, you know, then this difficult topic. So, yeah, I totally understand, you know. I don't blame none of you. I don't blame at all if you don't understand. So because of that, I say if you want to take a break, we can take a break. If not, so then we will continue. So the next Friday, when I come back, I will try to bring the book that I'm talking about. Then there will be correct titles, you know, what they call in English. That doesn't help. That's how they say in Tibetan, that doesn't help. So, I've been, you know, like the very book that I use in monastery, now is, I don't know who has this book. I call them, I'll give you something, and now the book is completely missing. I spent so much time, there, so much energy, you know, so that's Tibetan paper. These are made out of like leaves, you know, so quite strong. So that, but now I have no idea it's probably gone. So I have to let it go. So a long time I'm holding on that. And I remember giving one of my students, you know, he's memorizing that. So he finished memorizing. So then I'm not sure where who has now. Anyway. Okay, thank you very much. So So the review, as I said, no, selflessness from the Vipassika point of view, selflessness from South Africa point of view, and how they define self. You know, so this is a very critical, you know, point to remember. You know. It will help, you know, next time when you read about emptiness, it will help. It will really help. And it's very clear which is, otherwise, you know, it's going to be mixed, you know. Then day after tomorrow, the actual Losar Tibet New Year is on 19, which is like what day? Thursday, you know. So then everybody's walking. So we are celebrating New Year. Day after tomorrow. So there will be like Tibetan rice, Tibetan like kapses, Tibetan cookie that we only eat on like this Losar. So Gigi Sampo, Genobo, all that they've been cooking this Tibetan cookie last 2 days. No, because no, here you have to at least cook at least 100 pieces. Not a lot of people come, so that takes long time. So anyway, so if you have time, please come. Okay, thank you.